Life is full of personal wins. I'm still waiting for mine. Whether it's cleaning your house or getting that dream car, winning at life is a great feeling. And with the State Farm Personal Price Plan, you can keep winning when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto. Chrissy, you're always on top of all of this.
Well, I am very deficient in some areas, but this is not one of them. I also love how personal State Farm is. I love my State Farm agent, Mike. Shout out to Mike. And guess what? Today, you guys can talk to a State Farm agent to learn how to bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, wait for it, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount on discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think you're a bitch for being disgusted, but I also get where the cream person is because I get him on my nose right before I'm about to have a massive upper respiratory infection.
Really?
Or cold. I had one the first time I met my husband, and look at me now. You know?
I mean, you can find true love in the nose of the beholder.
Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, everyone. It's the pregame.
Hey.
Here we are. Here we are. I don't have a ring light. I need one.
I feel like I've been hit by a bus. You're in New York City. We'll talk more about that on the show that's going to drop on Thursday. Mm-hmm. I interrupted you. Take it away,
no,
sister.
No, there's no interruption. This is a free-flowing conversation. But yes, we have a lot to discuss. When I hit the road, the stories, I'm telling you, look at this. I got a lot to talk about. So join us on Thursday. But in the meantime,
I love it.
Here's a tease. You guys are the best. I love these questions. I got so excited when I opened up our from our producer, Ryan, when you guys had submitted these. Done and dusted. Wait for it. My hairdresser is my BFF.
That's a good one.
She never gets my color right, ever. How do I tell her I'm moving on? This is so tough. Okay, you go, because I have a thought, but I want to hear it because you're more honest with me. You're more upfront. We've learned this with the BO situation.
Right, which we have to say a lot of our coworkers reached out to us and said, are you talking about us? Are you talking about us? I feel like you just have to be honest. Now, listen, I talk a lot of talk here, but it does take a while. I mean, I look back at my wedding photos. I don't like my color. That wasn't the person I'm using now. I don't like my, yeah. I think you got to be honest because the worst thing about leaving a hair appointment or a Botox appointment or anything like that is when you get home and you're like, I fucking hate this. That sucks.
It sucks.
I just spent 3 hours of my life in a chair and I hate it.
Yep. I've went to a number of different hair gals and guys over the years, and I now go to my friend Bo, and I just had to be honest with him about the kind of extensions. Like they weren't like the right hair. They were really bad. And I was like, Bo, what are we doing here? It's not his fault. He's not manufacturing the hair. So you just have to be, I'm so bad at it though. Cause I feel like I'm offending them because it's their, you know, their job and they want to do the best job or whatever. But yeah, I'm with you. By the time you spend the money and the time, you just got to be like, because then if you go somewhere else and they see you and the color's different or the hair's a different length, then they're like, wait, are you cheating on me? What are you doing? It gets to be, don't mix business and pleasure. And if you do, just be honest.
Mm-hmm. But I will tell you this. I had this long conversation with Jillian who said,
your skin looks
great,
by the way.
It happens to everybody. Oh God, it doesn't. I love you because I covered up what's happening here. But as Jillian says, it happens to everybody. You just kind of have to deal with it. All right. MDH1607, good first date outfit. Well, I have I got a story I got to tell on the Thursday show. Someone made a comment about my outfit right before the game and said, you're not wearing that on air, are you? And here's the thing. I've come to terms with my style. You like it, you don't like it. I don't care. It's for me.
Style.
I'm not a boobs out girl. I don't have a rear end, so I'm not accentuating that. I've got legs. I've got height. It's what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of it. My first date outfit, if I was single, which I'm not, I'm a simple, like, fun top, jeans, blazer, maybe a leather pant. That's me. You know what? And
that's
I'm
great.
Proud of it. So yes, that is what I'm wearing. Go on.
I know what she's talking about, and I can't wait to tell the whole story because there's a background to all of it. My first date outfit, I just think a couple things. And again, this is the maturation of self. I used to wear a shit ton of makeup because I was always breaking out. So now it's like less is more, just like a little bronzer, a little hint. I'm into like the, you know, it's like I'm simple girl. You know who I'm talking about. Simple girl, simple style, dick. Anyways, the white t-shirt, jeans, like black leather blazer kind of
yes.
vibe. Like give me a jean and,
yes.
you know, a heel. Because I think that like, you know, a little, you have a lot of height, but like a little heel, not a kitten heel. Don't want to confuse the two.
I put a heel on for a first date.
Mm-hmm. Put a heel on, white t-shirt, in the words of Scott Thompson, leave them wanting more. You know, there we go. Next, we got Stace 30, Stack 30. Have you either one of you ever held the Lombardi trophy? I have
no.
been the privileged
I
enough.
Touched it.
Yes, touched it. Yeah. Yeah. Because having worked Super Bowls, it's there. And but mm-hmm. I have to say, nothing against the Lombardi, but the
I've
Stanley
held that,
Cup.
I've held that Stanley Cup.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. I have. And I don't know. And I know that you probably know this. The handler, he's like hired just to travel with the Stanley Cup. And he always wears yep. the white gloves. What a beauty that guy is. But you've even drank from the Stanley Cup. That's fucking awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does it feel good to be a winner? Yeah, it does.
Two time.
Next.
Megan Strickland saw someone putting cream on a cold sore while waiting to pay. Am I a bitch for being disgusted?
I love her.
No,
I love this girl.
Here's me. I don't think you're a bitch for being disgusted, but I also get where the cream person is because once I have something on my face, which I have a lot going on my face right now.
Did you
God
get this
love
prescription?
A face mask. What that?
Did you get the spironolactone?
No, I'm not going to do it. I feel like after doing IVF 8-9 times, I'm just tired of putting stuff in my body. That's a conversation for another day. But I decided it was a face mask that brought everything to a head. And now I need it to come to a head and get out of here before this Super Bowl. But the girl that's putting on the cream, that's me. Like, I don't care where I am. I'll keep putting on acid, whatever the hell it's called.
Salicylic acid,
yeah. Last night I slept with a patch on. I kept taking it off, putting it back. Like, I can't stop. So I kind of get the cold sore cream girl, but I would do it either quietly or tell everybody about it. So sorry.
Well, that's the MO of our lives. We're either trying to be discreet and then we get so weird about it. We just tell everyone. I tell everyone the results of my pap smear.
How'd it go?
Great. I'm clear. In the clear. I'm knocking on this wood paneling of the hotel over here. So sorry for my internet connection. It's probably the cords are probably in there. I have been so lucky that I'm not a cold sore person. I feel bad for the cold sore folks because they come out of nowhere. They're induced by stress. And the one time I've gotten one, it's like, I mean, it's obviously like a form of herpes and you want to be like, I don't have herpes and like freak out. So I feel bad. So if that girl's got to put on that cream, lube up, girl. Sorry.
I know. Full disclosure, I'll talk to you about the kind of cold sores I get and it's not on the mouth or anywhere else, guys. That's like that you don't. It's actually where you can see. I get them on my nose right before I'm about to have a massive upper respiratory infection
really?
Or cold. And that's, I know I'm getting it the week before. It's horrible. It starts to come on the outside of my nose. I think it's a zit. Mm. It then turns into a fully crusted, like kind of cold sore. I had one the first time I met my husband and look at me now. You know?
I mean, you can find true love in the nose of the beholder. Chelsea McGaw.
Hey, babe, pass the Valtrex.
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Is this your, what's the other one? What's in the blue tube? Is that Valtrex? Anyways, I digress. Would
oh
you
my God.
Go back to high school if you could? And were you a nerd or a cool kid? I loved high school. I thrived in high school because I had the best group of friends. I'm still friends with majority of all of them. I think I look back on it, like I didn't even we weren't party kids. We were just like good old wholesome kids. I remember one time I went to a party and my friend Annie was like, guys, I got us some beer. And it was like going to be the first time we'd ever had beer. She got O'Doul's out of her parents' like refrigerator. And we're like, bitch, that is non-alcoholic. You're crazy. Like, that's how naive we were to that whole world. I made up for it in college. But yeah, I loved high school. It was pure. It was fun. And I feel bad for anyone that's in high school now, because I feel like with social media and everything, it's different. Like, we had mean. Fun like hanging out with like the house. There's always like the house. I don't know if you had this of the one friend of yours whose like parents were cool and like you could stay up late and do the whole thing. Yeah. So yeah, I loved it. How about you?
Meh. I wouldn't go back. I loved out of school because I was a dancer. I loved my dance studio. I was a cheerleader. I had a lot of fun. It was fine. I didn't have really girlfriends at school. I had girlfriends at the dance studio. I was friends with all the boys. Who would have thought? I talked to MBA. whatever. I had a good group of friends, but I don't know. It's not like I didn't love it at the time, but
yeah, looking back on it, yeah.
I don't like school. I don't like studying. I don't like, but now that's all I do. So that's weird. Huh.
I actually really, there was a time where I was like, I want to go back to school. Like, I would appreciate it more now, like the actual studying part of it.
I think I would too.
I don't have enough to get like another degree or anything. Who am I kidding? But I like the idea of taking like elective classes. Okay, here we go. Last but not least, go ahead, sis.
Your thoughts on reclining the airline seat in coach? It peeves me. Do I need to calm down? It's tough. There's no room.
Seats are getting smaller and smaller and
my
smaller.
Ass is getting bigger.
Bigger. Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. I was like, I got to take a, and this isn't being bougie. Like for work, we normally get first class seats. And I think we've earned that right 15 years into this bad boy. But there are times like I didn't want to take a connecting flight that I have to take tonight through Dallas to get to Vegas. So I'm flying coach. And by the way, who cares? Until it's cross country and it's 31A. I checked that seat location and I said, well, ain't that a bitch? But it's tiny. Fall asleep. Call it a day. Or have a lot of wine and pass the fuck out. Yeah. Everyone has a right to recline. Everyone's got a right to party and recline their seats. So
Travis Kelce,
call me. I can't wait to talk about everything that's going to be this Super Bowl.
I know.
It's coming up in our full length podcast. Thank you guys for submitting questions. Per usual, we're talking NFC Championship game. We're talking Super Bowl. And we're talking my shitty Wi-Fi at this
Your
hotel.
Your Wi-Fi's better now.
Oh,
looks good.
Good. Okay, good. All right. Bye, guys. See you Thursday.
Bye. Calm Down with Aaron and Carissa is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.